Day to be giving. It is Giving Tuesday. Good morning. I'm Pat Kerrigan. It's 7:49 at KSRO. On the live line is the communications manager for social impact at Facebook. Roya Winner is here. Roya, good morning to you.
Good morning and happy Giving Tuesday.
Happy Giving Tuesday right back at you. How does Facebook decide which nonprofit organizations they will match for Giving Tuesday?
So we don't decide, actually. It's the people who are donating first thing this morning who are part of that decision. For us, we have over 1 million nonprofits who are able to fundraise on Facebook. And this is the third year in a row that we're matching donations. We started this morning at 5 a.m. The 7 million went very quickly, as you can imagine, in matching donations. But beyond what we're donating to match donations, it's the impact that people make. And just so you know, last year people raised $125 million in the just one day of Tuesday. So we'll see what they do this year.
It's very impressive. And 1 million nonprofits. Again, how do you select those nonprofits? I mean, in terms of which ones are eligible or not?
You got it. So we want to make sure that donors and fundraiser creators have peace of mind that the fundraisers that they're starting for nonprofits are for legitimate organizations. So we have a vetting process both on our side and through a partner we work with called Network for Good that ensures that nonprofits are in good standing with their 501c3 status and don't have any other issues. Because, again, we want folks to have trust in the integrity of what they're donating to.
Is there any way for Facebook to, I'm sure there is a way, for Facebook to actually track Giving Tuesday and see what money goes where?
Yeah, so we actually will share this number tomorrow morning, so I'm happy to report back if your listeners are interested. We are looking at really interesting fundraisers today, not just from people across the country, whether it's in Sonoma County or where I am here in the East Bay, all across the country, but also public figures. We have Dwayne Johnson, The Rock, raising money for the Make-A-Wish Foundation. We have Lady Gaga today starting a fundraiser for her foundation. So there's tons of interest and momentum happening. So we'll be taking a look to find those really cool stories today and happy to report back.
Yeah, that would be a good story for tomorrow, to be sure. And at what point did Facebook start becoming involved in Giving Tuesday?
Yeah, so Giving Tuesday itself has been around since 2012.
Right.
This is the seventh year that it's been in action. For us, we started our charitable giving tools in 2015. So they're just about 4 years old, and we started matching right there in 2016. It's incredible to see in general how much impact people have made using fundraisers. Have you ever seen like a birthday fundraiser on Facebook?
Oh, yeah.
And people fundraising for causes?
Yep. Sure.
So, through those birthdays alone, people have raised $1 billion on Facebook. And in total, people have raised $2 billion. So it's just incredible to work on these tools. I'm inspired by them every day. It's why I come to work.
Yeah, I guess when you're the communications manager for social impact at Facebook, and certainly today's got to be one of the big days. What are the other days for Facebook in the year when you can talk about this kind of generosity?
So what we love to see is that people unlock their generosity on Facebook every single day. And it doesn't have to be big, giant donations that make a difference. It's those $5, $20 donations that add up. I call those small but mighty fundraisers because collectively, and we saw this actually after the fires in 2017, we saw them in fires throughout the years. It's not about those multi-million dollar donations that come from one person or one corporation. It's from collectively people saying, we want it. We see the headlines. We want to make a difference. We want to do something. And if you can throw in $5 or $50 or more, and you reach out to all your friends and ask for $5, I mean, that's where we see these differences being made. And it's really, year-round people can do this. Giving Tuesday really kicks off giving season, not just on Facebook, but around the world. And so I'm really proud that we're able to have the tools to give people the chance to really say, hey, shouting from the rooftop, this is an organization I love. Join me in supporting it.
So Facebook matching started this morning at 5 a.m. And at what point did you reach that $7 million match?
So it happened in a matter of seconds. Because I think nonprofits and their supporters were geared up, ready to go, to hit the button, to hope for the match. This is very consistent with last year. I think the momentum is huge and people know the impact that it can make. But I think, again, our 7 million is a great catalyst to get people excited, but their interest speaks for itself and the impact speaks for itself with $125 million raised last year. And we're watching, I think this year we might beat it. We'll have to see.
Yeah, very, very interesting. Well, Roya, happy you were with us this morning. And yeah, it's an amazing Giving Tuesday. And we'll see if there's any record-breaking activity that happens at the end of the day. Thanks for being here, Roya.
Thanks for having me and happy to report back tomorrow. Have a great Giving Tuesday and a great start to the season.
Thank you. Appreciate that. That is Roya Winner, Communications Manager for Social Impact at Facebook. So in a matter of seconds, the $7 million that Facebook pledged to match Giving Tuesday donations was reached in a matter of seconds. Of course, Giving Tuesday continues throughout the day. You see it all over social media and a lot of local nonprofits involved too.